Hello and welcome to the Power Life Podcast. I'm your host, Sabine Schöpke, serial entrepreneur, philanthropist, iron sister, and badass manifester. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of gelato with a shot of whiskey, fueling your week with empowering and exciting insights into your mind to help you create massive success in your life. So let's dig in. Let's talk mindset, manifestation, and money. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of The Power Life. I am excited to tell you that this week I'm coming from Los Angeles. And so I've had a good 12 hours on the plane. And for me, that's always the time to really go inward and where I can't be distracted with anything else bombarding me from the outside. So, and I took this time to reflect upon my life and the last 3 months in particular, but my life overall. And one thing that's for sure is that I have always been very goal-driven. And, you know, building one company after another, reaching a goal just to set the bar even higher for the next goal, I was a typical achiever, a real workaholic. But with most of my recent experiences after selling my latest business and selling all of my belongings and uprooting myself from Los Angeles to the solitude and the mountains, I've been trying to convert my achiever mindset to more of a being mindset. Because I was tired, I was burned out, and because to me, a life as such of achieving more and more did not make sense anymore. Because despite the achievements, I felt empty and I was exhausted. You know, as an achiever, I realized we always try to fix the past and create our perfect future. And with that, life turns out to be a constant and endless struggle. And because I was always struggling with one thing or another, I wondered many times if there was something wrong with me, like mental health-wise, psychologically, or just fundamentally, that I always had to achieve the next big thing. Like, couldn't I be just grateful? Couldn't I just be happy? And couldn't I just chill? What was wrong with me? When, as a matter of fact, there really wasn't. There wasn't anything wrong with me, but I realized that we're just all approaching it wrong. So let's take a step back. Let's start with growing up. I don't know about you, but I was told that who we are today is a result of the past. And the only way we can be who we want to be in the future is by revisiting the past, analyzing and understanding the past. However, every time we revisit or remember things, we don't remember them as they truly were, but we distort them. And the result of that is overthinking, overanalyzing our past. And that's when lessons turn into debilitating and self-limiting fear. Honestly, the truth is the past does not exist outside of our thoughts. We don't have the ability to actually go back to the past. And remembering means putting it back together, reconstructing it in our imagination. And the more we remember it, the more we reconstruct it in our imagination, the more distorted it gets. The past only exists as a remembered, imagined experience. My lesson from that? There is a really fine line between learning our lessons from the past and moving on as a better version of ourselves and overthinking the past and limiting our personal and professional future growth. At the same time, we also get obsessed with our future, how to create this future and how to avoid certain things in the future. Again, it's a constant struggle trying to line up something that doesn't even exist
except in our imagination. Because truthfully, the future is simply us imagining how things should or shouldn't be. Just like the past, it doesn't exist either. And human beings have the gift of imaginary thought, and they're the only living creatures who turn that gift of imagination into worry, actually into horror. And then, if on top of it, past experiences have created fear, the cocktail of fears that stem from remembering the past combined with future fears will manifest itself into our future experience. It sounds awful, doesn't it? Because the result is, as we know, we get overwhelmed, anxious, and afraid about our future. The now is the only time there is. That's what we're made for. And how do I know that? Because when we are truly present where we are, our presence has impact. Our energy, the way we show up every day in our lives, to our work, to other people, has an impact. And how we show up has a ripple effect on everybody and everything around us and beyond. When we come from a place of positivity, peace, well-being, it affects not only the people around us, but it also affects the kind of actions that we take. And with that, it determines our future. If we focus on the now without worries about past experiences and without worries about the future, we can do amazing and creative things. Creativity flourishes when we are uninhibited in the now. When we're not distracted by or lost in fear, we can create things beyond our wildest imagination. Just remember last time you were in the flow. Don't you lose track of time? And it is so blissful because you have no worries and we're infinitely creative. And lastly, there's the universal mind, which is always responding to the energy we put out. The universal mind is always responsive to what you're focused on. It doesn't distinguish between positive and negative thoughts. But when you are single-mindedly focused on your bliss, those things, more of those things, will come to you. They will occur to you. Just like you, I have experienced it so many times. When I'm in my flow, when I'm doing something that I really love doing, like writing, for example, or speaking to you right now, recording this, time flies. Things come easily. And I am total in bliss. I don't have a care in the world. I'm not worried about anything from the past or my future. I don't lack anything. This is when the past and the future do not exist. I am single-mindedly in the now. And this is also the time when I realize new insights, when I have new ideas, when, you know, the overwhelm and the confusion is replaced by clarity. It's just like watching kids play. They're totally engaged, immersed in the moment, not worrying about the past or stressing about their future. They just don't care about any of that. What we're trying to do is to tap back into that joyful, playful, worry-free state. It's about living in the moment and enjoying life just like they do, just like we used to do. So again, in real time, we have presence, which has impact. We're infinitely creative, and we're guided by a real-time responsive intelligence. Things occur to us, and we can do amazing things. These are three powerful reasons to stay present. So, next time you're at a crossroads and you need to make a choice of any kind, take the past and the future out of the equation. Put yourself in real time by asking yourself, what would I do if the past and the future did not exist? I ask myself these questions all the time. I stop myself, I practice awareness, stop myself, and ask myself. It's like resetting what you're focusing on. Pretend like you lost your memory, you had no past, and you had no concern about the future. What would that feel like? Personally, every time I do this, it feels like a relief. Oh, just imagine you wake up in the middle of the night and you couldn't scare yourself with future worries. The rabbit holes we dig in the middle of the night, it's awful, right? It's like they become alive, but because we feed it with our imagination. Our imagination is an overdrive. What a shame. How we misuse the gift of imagination to constantly scare the crap out of ourselves. And if you really need to go there, okay, let's flip it. Think about the future. And instead of constantly creating horror movies for yourself, how about changing the script to something beautiful, something amazing? So the next time you find yourself drifting off to that make-believe place we call the future, catch yourself before you start directing a horror movie in your mind. Instead, start scripting a future that excites you. Let your imagination soar. Remember, just as you can terrify yourself with your thoughts, you can also fill yourself with joy. Get those feel-good hormones flowing, because your body doesn't distinguish between happiness that's imagined and happiness that's real. Picture your ideal future as if it's already happening. Now that's, my friend, that's manifestation. Funny how we got to this, right? Come full circle. And since the universe is always ready to help you achieve your dreams, I am so excited for what's ahead for you. So, until next time, I'm sending you off with wishes for an incredible week ahead. May it be packed with moments fully lived in the here and now, and may your imagination overflow with everything you desire. Stay inspired, keep pushing forward, and remember, the power to shape your future starts right now, in the here and now. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you had as much fun listening as I did recording. I would love to hear from you, so drop me a line. Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, be curious, kick some ass, and may your explorations bring you joy. Talk with you soon.